The kids are taking part in a summer workshop series at Bayou Bend, the former home of Houston philanthropist Ima Hogg. T. Hines is showing 10-year-old Sam Rabelais how to be a blacksmith.
All right, go ahead. We're going to make just a little point, okay? All right, one more. Good, that's real good. Let me get straighten it out a little bit. Now what I'm going to do, Sam, is I'm going to hang it over the edge like this, and I just want you to get straight down, okay? All right, hold on. I'm going to heat it up.
We talked a little bit. We gave them a little bit basic history of blacksmithing and how far back it goes, thousands of years before Christ. And the importance of it in colonial times especially. Without the blacksmith, you wouldn't have any other profession. No tooling would have been made. A blacksmith made every tool for the doctors, the carpenters, everyone. So, you know, back then he was a very important person.
Sam is one of a couple dozen students enrolled in the history camp at Bayou Bend. They've spent the week actually experiencing what it would be like to live in colonial America.
We went for a tour around the house. And we talked about the portraits, and another day we carved some erasers and the patterns, and we also did songs and dancing, and we went for a tour around the gardens. I really like meeting all the new friends and having a fun time. There was also someone who came and he talked a lot about the weapons that they used in the war.
Joey Melillo is the program coordinator at Bayou Bend. He says they're immersing the kids in colonial life, so history becomes more than just who ratified this document or who led that battle.
If they're incoming fifth graders, we have incoming and exiting fifth graders. If you're going into fifth grade, then hopefully you start your American history class with a much stronger background than you would have originally. And if you're leaving American history, if you're fifth going into sixth grade, then you understand a little bit more about life in the 18th century beyond the concept of names and dates.
The camp is free thanks to funding from the Houston Junior Women's Forum. It's usually targeted toward economically disadvantaged students, although this year it was expanded to open enrollment, and next year they hope to add even more students. Laurie Johnson, Houston Public Radio News.